for you, Prime Minister. Did you ignore the advice over COVID?
Rishi Sunak is to face questions about his decision-making when he was Chancellor during the pandemic. He'll likely be asked at the hearing why government scientists called him Dr. Death. Mr. Sunak will also face allegations his Eat Out to Help Out scheme fueled the spread of the virus. Through the day, different groups of Tories will be meeting to discuss his Rwanda asylum plan as well, ahead of a Commons vote tomorrow. Labour's Nick Thomas-Simmons says his party won't be supporting it.
This is the third change in the law in recent years on immigration. They previous two have not worked, and this particular plan in respect of Rwanda is unworkable and it is astronomically expensive.
Reports suggest there could be pressure on the Prime Minister to call a snap election if it doesn't get passed. As the ground offensive in Gaza intensifies, Israel says it'll fight for months or longer to defeat Hamas. Around 2.3 million people have been displaced in the territory since the conflict broke out in October. Two Royal Navy Marine Minehunter ships are being handed to Ukraine to help the country reopen export routes in the Black Sea. The Ministry of Defence says the UK will also launch a coalition with Norway to provide long-term support to Kyiv. Experts hope a new trial to carry out surgeries faster will be rolled out across the country. The scheme at a hospital in London saw an entire week's worth of operations take place in one day. And Oppenheimer beat Barbie to be the most Googled film of the year in the UK. Sam Smith was the top celebrity search, nine places ahead of Taylor Swift. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks so much to Kat.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the awards-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Looking bright out there in Brentwood so far. Top temperature today, 11 degrees. Sunny intervals and a moderate breeze for today, and it will remain dry. So enjoy the winter sunshine.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. How are you on this crisp, sunny morning in Brentwood? Hope you're having a good day so far. And you'll stay with me for the next 3 hours for Eat My Brunch. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. Loving the 90s tracks at the moment. So you've got me now for the next couple of hours with some great music, a couple of first plays as well. And yeah, just a little bit of chat and what you've been up to at the weekend. I had a nice weekend. A sort of a chilled weekend. A bit rainy yesterday, wasn't it? Ended up going into like farm shops and things, which I quite like, and somewhere that did candles and all that. You know, when you go to those places, they're like barn kind of things, and they have different areas. That was quite sweet, actually, doing that and having a little mooch about. Now, I did actually have, sorry to go on to the subject of food straight away, but they had a chocolate brownie with cherries and amaretto. So I thought, oh, I'm going to have a slab. And it was a big old slab. Big slab. Anyway, I make chocolate brownies now. I found a really good recipe on the BBC, and it's foolproof. Even I can make them, right? So I know our chocolate brownies, but this was like so, had so much butter. It was just like a stick of butter with some chocolate and a bit of cherry. And I took like one, I had two bites of it. It was quite big. And then I said to her, could I have a box to take it home? It's in the fridge. Because there's no, it was like eating a stick of butter. And I thought actually the sweetness wasn't, it wasn't sweet enough. It needed a bit more sweetness, but the cherries work well. So I think I might do like cherry and chocolate brownies, maybe with a little bit of amaretto. But this was the recipe on this was a bit skewed, I think. I didn't say that, obviously. I said, thanks, that was lovely. I'm going to take it home. Because being a Brit, we don't say that. We don't go, that's disgusting. Or, it wasn't disgusting, but we don't go, I don't like it. We always go, well, that's lovely, thank you very much. Even when I've been out with my sisters for dinner, especially my sister Sue, you go, oh, I don't like this bit of chicken's a bit dry. And then the waiter comes over, or waitress, and they say, is everything all right? Oh, it's lovely. Thank you, it's lovely. It's wonderful, it's lovely. And then afterwards, it's like, what I should have said. What we should have said is the chicken's a bit, I don't know. No, I don't bother. I just don't finish it. You don't believe me, do you? Do you think, Michelle, you don't leave anything on your plate? Don't lie. Hair watch this week. I did my hair at the weekend, put a load of conditioner on it. I don't know what is wrong with my hair. It could be just I'm getting old woman hair. I don't know. My hair is like a is just like a frizzy, crispy, horrible mess. I don't know what to do. Maybe I need to, I mean, I'm putting some treatments on it. I don't know what to do with it, really. Also, it's gone very, very grey, so I've got probably about 4 inches of grey roots. Looking a bit like an old badger. It's not good. And I don't suit grey. You know, some people suit grey and go, oh, you look so cool. I just look very old all of a sudden. I like my hair more golden. I suit more golden tones. This grey is, I'm not getting on with it at all. I mean, I've still got, the thing is, I'm salt and pepper. That's the thing. And some people can look really funky salt and pepper. Other people, it's just like, what the hell is going on? Anyway, that's enough of moaning. Did you watch I'm a Celebrity last night? I did. It's the only one I've watched. I watched the final because I wanted to know what was going to happen. I don't know who Sam is. He just seemed to be very over the top. And the other guy is a boxer, isn't he, Tony? And then Nigel Farage or Farage. So I know who he was, but I didn't know Tony, although I only saw that last bit where they did the trials. I just thought they're awful. Just those trials are horrible. I couldn't do any of those. I mean, Farage was in with snakes. I don't know whether that was meant to be some sort of play on something. I don't know. And then you had Sam was eating all those rotten things. Oh, God. And then Tony was strapped on a wheel and had, like, maggots and spiders and all sorts thrown on it as well. Oh, it's just horrible. Mind you, I suppose spend a month's pay. I'd never... if I was famous, could never do a show like... Never. No way. No, I don't care how much money it was. No. Well, if it's £1.5 million, I might have a go. Otherwise, I don't think so. Ugh. But yeah, I was watching it and I just thought, I don't know, it seemed a bit, I haven't watched it for years, I haven't. Just seemed a bit tired, really. But I suppose, you know, Ant and Dec will win entertainment. I like the rapport between Ant and Dec. Whenever I switched it on, I still was laughing at them with their little jokes, you know. They always make me laugh. I think they're very good presenters. And they just got that kind of, I don't know, just that the little sarcastic bits they do, it's funny. I like him anyway. So, yeah, I was watching that. And also, I watched a film on Netflix. I'm going to talk about that later. It's with Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke. I'll tell you a little bit about it, because you might not have seen it yet. I don't want to spoil anything, but, yeah, I'm going to do a little bit of a review. Let's kick off with Bananarama. This is their brand new one, and it's called Feel the Love. You can get in contact with me. All you need to do is find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok or Twitter, Eat My Brunch or Michelle Ward Music. Send me a message or a voice note. I love them.
Feel the love, look at the stars tonight. See how they Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen, or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Now I've snuck into Tony Smith's folder. This is Dua Lipa with Houdini.
Catch me on.
I wish I had Britney Spears' money. God, I love Britney. I like Britney. I wish, you know what? I hope she does go back on tour one day and do all the hits and everything. She might do in another 10 years or something like that. Be good to see her. I never saw her first time round. Never seen really anybody, really. Never been to, like, the mega gigs. Because I'm so short, I'm 5'1", and I just don't like, it doesn't appeal to me. I like seeing bands, but I don't know whether I want to go and see somebody. I wanted to go and see Madonna, to be fair, but tickets were so expensive, I couldn't do that. And I know somebody went, and they were right up in the, they're at the O2, and so far away that she was a small dot. The last one I went to, I think, was at the O2. And it's that walk, and then you've got to get a queue up. And queue up to go to the loo or get a drink. Oh, can't be bothered. that's how I feel. That's how I've always felt. It's not changed as I've got older. I've always felt that way. Now, new films. If you're lucky enough to have Netflix, then there's a few new films. It's, as you're coming up to Christmas, there's some Christmassy ones. Die Hard, I will be watching probably 1, 2 and 3 again, because that's what I love. I love to sit down. It'll probably be on the 22nd. I'll probably have a glass of wine in my hand, some nibbles. I'll sit there and I'll be, yep, get Die Hard on. Bruce Willis, Christmas. I think one of them was around Christmas, but they're always seen as Christmas movies, and it just puts me in the mood for Christmas. Harry Potter as well. Harry Potter. I might watch the very first one of those. I try and watch them in order every so often. I just love them. But the film that I watched at the weekend, I got up with good intentions of doing stuff early on Saturday morning. I got up very early on Saturday morning. Then my plans changed. And I went out, but anyway, got up very early, and I thought, well, I've seen this film on Netflix called Leave the World Behind. It's got Julia Roberts in it, Ethan Hawke, and I thought, well, yeah, you know, I'll have a look. Mahershala Ali and Ethan Hawke. Yeah, it's Sam Esmail. Tells the story of two families as they fight for survival amid an inexplicable blackout. So basically, they basically rent somebody else's house, and the people who own the house come back because something's happened. It's like everything's gone off the internet, everything else. And I watched it, and you wait for something to happen. Okay, I was waiting. Was it frightening? No, not really. And then the film ended, just like that, just like I cut that music off. So 1 minute you're going along with the film, and then that was it. And it could have been so much more. So if you're going to watch it, I mean, go ahead and watch it. But I thought it ended far too quickly. And, yeah, that's my review. It just, like, I don't know what the hell was going on. I think maybe it's meant for people with, you know, more intelligence than me would understand. there we go. That's a film review. One to stay away from if you want to have, a happy Christmas. I tell you that. Why are they bringing a film out like that at Christmas? We want something warm and lovely. We want something like Sophie Ellis Bextor with Runaway Dreamer.
I could tie up the bed sheets and slide down the house. Be gone before the morning comes. I could dye my hair, I could change my name, leave it all behind, be free to run. When I close my eyes, I'm on the other side. I'm like a hurricane along the track. I see the landscapes wild from here inside my mind, beyond the walls which always hold me back. city and the neon sky. It'll fade with the volume down. And the quiet gets too close to me. So won't you come and bring me around? Little slice of paradise in the back of my eyes. I don't need it to be true. 'Cause we all seek shelter from the darker days. And I know you go there too. Pinch me to wake me, runaway daydream.
Somewhere in the past, 'cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. That's 'cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out. It's not worth crying about the things you can't erase, like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant, the ones that got away. Left my living fast somewhere in the past and took another road. Turns out crowded rooms empty. I'd assume there's somewhere else to go. Be crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. That's 'cause I used to be young. Those wasted nights are not wasted. I've
I used to be young.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. I avoided going to, well, I got to the Brook Street roundabout this morning and it was horrendous. So I snuck down by Harold Wood and came back that way to get to by the Nag's Head pub. And it's still looking pretty bad, actually. Queuing traffic earlier due to stalled vehicle on the M25 anti-clockwise after Junction 28, Brook Street roundabout. Congestion is to Junction 29, Romford, for a couple of miles southbound back along the A12 Brentwood bypass. Very busy. Avoid that area if you can, otherwise you're going to run into problems. A1023 coming up from that, not too bad actually, that's pretty clear along the High Street, Wilson's Corner, no issues. I'll be heading down, if you can get A1023 onto the roundabout and then down the M25 is actually clear heading towards Lakeside and the Dartford Bridge. If you're heading up towards the M11 again, you've still got that issue around the roundabout, and the A12 is after you get if you can get around the roundabout, it's pretty clear. Actually, there's no issues there. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions between junction 13 and 16, and there will be some nighttime closures as well. Nighttime closures on that section, and there'll be diversions there for you to follow because it always catches me out, but I always manage to find my way home. Now, Pink Dinosaurs is a great name for a track. Adam Wed has sent me in some fantastic music this year. He's a great supporter of the show as well, and he's just a lovely guy. Played live in the studio. You can check out the interview. I think it was back in the beginning of the year. Hopefully, we'll get him in the studio again next year as well. He works at Abbey Road in his job, so he does engineering and things there, which he absolutely loves. I've never been to Abbey Road, but hopefully I will do next year to have a little look. But yeah, he's brilliant and writes some really good songs. So he's independent. If you like him, go and find him. Adam Wed, W-E-D-D. You won't find any other Adam Wed on the line. Wed. I always get it. Wed. Not Web. Wed. W-E-D-D. And this is his brand new track, and it's called Pink Dinosaurs, and it'll be out, I think it's at the end of this month. You find it on Spotify.
Remember the night when all of time stood still. Nothing on earth had felt so goddamn real. Driving a 20 in a 60 zone. I'm doing my best to safely get you home. Ask me, why do some people hurt? I said, I don't know, no need to be afraid. The farm for another day, with the sheep and the goats on the swings, you have a play. If I could bottle this up and keep it forever, I would. Picnic adventures in your neighborhood. And then you ask me, why do some people questions right before you sleep. We're doing our best to meet your every need. At times we're not okay, but this life is what we make. Just like your mother, you're dancing around the room. My boy, like your father, you sing to a different tune. Tomorrow morning, you wake me up at 5. We'll make porridge faces with bananas for the eyes.
put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay.
Song always reminds me of holidays, isn't it? Hold back, because it's an advert, isn't it, for holiday company? I'm going to be talking to Not Just Travel on Thursday, who are local, and they're one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM, and we're going to be talking about what trips you might want to get up to over the next 12 months, and things that they can help you with as well, because they're like a one-stop shop. You ring them, they're based in Brentwood, and you just say, maybe you'd like to go to New York, and you've got this budget, and this is what you're looking at. Cheap flights, maybe a nice hotel for one night, maybe you want to go somewhere else, and they just do the whole thing. And if you get any problems when you're away, you speak to them. So it's really nice, actually. It's like a bespoke holiday company, but it doesn't have to be for people that, you know, want to spend, you know, 25 grand on a holiday. Do you know what I mean? It's for everybody to use. I think it's brilliant anyway, so we'll be chatting to them on Thursday. Had a really good chat when they came in, and they're a local business as well, and always good to support local business, isn't it? Lots of the shops have got all their Christmas goodies on the High Street and on Crown Street as well, so make sure that if you're buying little bits and pieces, whatever you want to buy, really try and shop local, because otherwise the High Street will just be full of coffee shops, which I do love coffee because I bought myself a coffee machine last week. But yeah, if we don't shop local, the shops will disappear, and then they're empty, and then, you know, that's it. It just becomes restaurants and shops. It's a bit boring. I like a High Street. I do. I mean, I like going to the shopping centres because I live nearer for me. And I'm a bit spoilt. But when I grew up in Seven Kings, and I used to go to Ilford with my mum on a Saturday, and we used to do shopping there, and everything was outside. You know, we used to go up and down the shops and different ways of shopping. And also a lot of people do shop online. We are our own worst enemy. I mean, I like going around the Christmas, shopping at Christmas as well. I'm lucky enough that obviously after this show, I can go and do a bit of shopping or, you know, get out a little bit earlier. Saturdays and Sundays now, I wouldn't even dream of going to the shops. I try not to. Although I'm thinking that I haven't got hardly any Christmas presents, and it is actually Christmas pretty soon. So I need to make sure I've got to get a list together and start buying. Because I've bought stuff, as I said, but then I go, oh, I'm going to keep that. It's for me. I've ordered a dressing table. That's arriving today. I've ordered a dressing table. I've always wanted one so I could sit down in front of my dressing table and sort of do my hair and stuff like that. Not that I do my hair very often, but, you know, I put my makeup on. I've got a lovely mirror, which I bought about 3 years ago, which lights up. And now I've got my dressing table. But unfortunately, I've got to redecorate my bedroom. I've got to plaster the ceiling and get carpet sorted out. So it's just one of those, you know, it will be done. I just want a nice bedroom that you go, oh, not at the moment go, oh my God, I haven't got enough storage, really. That's the problem. But also I am giving stuff away, and I've sold loads. I mean, if you've got stuff at home at the moment and you're thinking, you know, this perfect time because it's coming up to Christmas, get on one of those sites, whether it be, well, you know, the sites, I mean, there's loads of different things, and just put some bits and pieces up. It's easy to do on your phone. That's what I've been doing over the last sort of 6 weeks. I've sold loads of stuff. Stuff that I don't use anymore that other people have paid for. You know, there's got costume jewelry, clothing, just jackets, shoes, you name it. I've been putting little bits up, and it all tots up. So I can buy myself something nice for Christmas. I meant to say, so I can buy somebody else something nice for Christmas, of course. Here's Niall Horan and Anne-Marie. This is Everywhere.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
I know, I'm still loving this. This is Duran Duran with Black Moonlight.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
It's coming up to the end of the year. I thought I would start playing out some of my favourite tracks from this year. Rhea Baker was my guest in the studio earlier this year, all the way from America, and this was her debut, which was called Monday. You can find her online, RIABARKR.
That singing moment.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.